welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's May 14th, 2014, and let's get straight into our top story tonight. Russian foreign minister demands Obama reply to claims that U.S. mercenaries are operating in the Ukraine. Academy denies its mercs are helping junta in Kiev eliminate opposition. Bild am Sonntag, the largest selling Sunday newspaper in Germany, reported last Sunday the presence of 400 mercenaries from the company were operating in Ukraine. The report followed an announcement in early May that the CIA and FBI are in the country assisting the regime. Now, this is Academy, which was formerly Blackwater. You know, they change their name every time they get a new scandal. And now we have the reports that they're operating in the Ukraine. Now, the reports are contradictory. Some people say, yeah, this is an absolute fact. There are other people saying that, no, it's not happening. Regardless, if it was Academy, Blackwater, some other group, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we found out there were mercenaries there, had boots on the ground, because people definitely want control of the situation. It's just a more prodding to antagonize the Russian people over there. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not a cheerleader for Putin. I say this every week. I'm not pro-Russia. I'm not whatever. I'm anti-war. That's what I'm about. So when I see things like this, it very much concerns me. And hopefully we can figure out what's going on there so we won't have a situation that escalates any more than it already has. Feds released hundreds of immigrant murderers, drunk drivers, sex crime convicts. Among the 36,000 immigrants whom the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement released from custody last year, there were 116 with conviction for homicide, 43 for negligent manslaughter, 14 for voluntary manslaughter, and one with a conviction classified by ICE as, quote, homicide willful, kill public official gun. Their words, not mine. The article goes on to point out, this would be considered the worst prison break in American history, except it was sanctioned by the president and perpetrated by our own immigration officials, said Lamar Smith, Texas Republican. And I do agree. It very much concerns me that these guys are now out on the street. And, you know, regardless of how you feel about the immigration issue, if you think it's best to send these offenders back to where they came from, if you think it's worth the American taxpayer dollars to jail these guys here in the States, regardless of how you feel these guys should be dealt with, I don't think releasing these dangerous people to the street is the best way for anybody, whether it's Mexico, the United States, or anybody. You have these violent people, these sex offenders, these drunk drivers, even people who have just straight up murdered other people. And you're going to say, well, we don't want to be racist and send these guys back to Mexico, so we're just going to let them go in the street. Or we don't want to try them in the American court system, so we're just going to let them go back out on the street. What kind of sense does this make? It's completely ridiculous. And now you have these violent offenders back out on the streets. And I'll tell this brief story. I used to work at the jail back in Oklahoma, and we had, ICE guys there. And the issue with these guys who come in, these undocumented workers, whatever you want to call them, a lot of times they'll have a fake, phony identity. So these are just the people that they know about. These guys could have more offenses under different names, under pseudonyms that nobody even knows about. But something we do know about, the clear and present danger of the Second Amendment, according to the people in Illinois. It says concealed carry law allows doctors to make call on gun ownership. An InfoWars.com reader has emailed a brochure released by the Illinois Department of Human Services. The brochure describes the responsibility of doctors and healthcare professionals under the firearm owner identification. The law requires clinicians and facilities to report patients who own firearms they believe pose a clear and present danger to themselves or to others. And this is what we see under Obamacare, because you remember it was once upon a time the patient and the doctor. Now it's the patient, the doctor, and the state. So you volunteer this information to your physician hoping that they will help you, but meanwhile they're writing notes trying to get your guns confiscated, or I don't like this guy, or he came in and made some comment that I didn't appreciate, so now I'm going to go turn him in. And you remember Obama's nominee for Surgeon General said that he thought that guns were a great health risk to our society, even though in states such as Illinois, when they have now concealed carry or more applicable concealed carry, the crime rate in Chicago is slightly dropping because now the bad guys know that you may be packing. And hopefully we can get rid of these strict gun laws like we have in Illinois, so we don't have situations like we have in our next story. Court upholds warrantless entry seizure of gun rights activists. Now, this is Krista Sutterfield, who made the news because she practiced open carry when she went to a church and to a coffee shop, and she drew attention in 2011 after her psychiatrist reported a suicidal remark Sutterfield made during a difficult appointment. Milwaukee police forced their way into the gun rights advocate's home without a warrant and literally kidnapped her for the emergency mental evaluation. The article goes on to point out, that Sutterfield ended up suing, but had it dismissed by a U.S. District Court judge, and she has since appealed. Now, I guess she did make some comment that was troubling to her physician, but under this emergency medical evaluation, they could pretty much just disappear you, I guess, kind of NDAA you because of something you said or may not have said at all. It is very troubling to me that you would go through these strict measures to not only take somebody away from their home, but also remove their firearms from them, and now you have to jump through all these flaming hoops of razor wire just to get your firearms back. So just more of what we said in the last story. Be very careful what you say, especially military veterans. They've been trying to take away your firearms. So if you go to VA, if you go to the doctor, be very careful. How many guns do you have? Like, that has nothing to do with my toenail infection or whatever reason that you're there at the doctor. So don't even volunteer this information if you find yourself at the physician. Transhumanists. Superhuman powers and life extension tech will allow us to become God. Now, let me be very clear, because people like to take sound bites and things out of context. I'm not saying I believe this. I'm saying this is what these people believe. Not even the author so much of the piece, but he's just talking about things other people believe. Guys like who you talk about, guys like Ray Kurzweil. He believes in a life extension. He believes that he will become God. And let's see what the article says. Just a few decades from now, transhumanists believe that superhuman powers and extremely advanced life extension technologies will allow them to essentially become like gods. So there you go. You can find the quotes of Kurzweil online. You can probably find them on YouTube. He says, I don't believe in God yet, but I will become God. These guys think they're going to merge with machines and have all these superpowers, be these kind of cyborg, I guess, RoboCop kind of hybrid things, and they'll be gods in their own eyes. So, you know, so I don't agree with it. I don't believe it. You know, even if your physical body somehow manages to survive a little bit while longer, you still have a soul and a spirit that has to be held accountable one day. So, you know, if you think you're going to become God, Kurzweil, anybody else, good luck with that. And something I wish the mainstream luck with, the climate debate, this, I don't know if it's still global cooling or if it's global warming or if it's just any type of climate change at all. But now they're saying that they have this doomsday Arctic ice sheet, and it's all propaganda. As Paul Joseph Watson points out, scaremongering headlines about the collapse of the Antarctic ice sheet omitted the fact that such an event is not predicted to happen for as much as 1,000 years. Once again, 1,000 years. Underscoring once again how the mass media grossly exaggerates the threat posed by global warming. Once again, they can't keep their story straight. Is it global cooling? Is it global warming? Now you just have the all-inclusive climate change. If it's hot, if it's cold, these guys are kind of like the modern-day witch doctors. You know, you go, I guess they still have them today. The people say, hey, you pray to me or you give me all this money and I'll make it rain or I'll make it snow or I'll make it, you know, stop raining if it's too much rain. So you have your modern day witch doctors, guys like, you know, Al Gore and these carbon guys say, hey, pay your carbon credits to me and I'll make it stop raining or stop snowing. I'll make sure that California doesn't fall into the ocean. I'll make sure that the polar bears can swim if you just give me this money. And I don't buy it that these guys have any type of power to change the weather if you pay your carbon credit. Even if you're the most hardcore climate change believer, you know, what is paying Al Gore going to do to make the polar bears swim better? You know, because he says they can't swim. So just keep that in mind the next time they try to hit you up for these carbon credits, say that you need to be taxed by the mile just so the polar bears can swim and whatever else. Now let's go to some domestic news now. A city of Miami, we have this. Miami cops fired hundreds of rounds, killing unarmed suspects and injuring two officers in crossfire. Florida police are investigating an incident in which nearly two dozen officers fired a torrent of bullets at two unarmed men, killing both of them, injuring others, and risking the lives of neighbors. Now, this is a situation where there was a robbery that took place. The bad guys got away, and there's two bad guys. One of them got dropped off at his grandmother's house. The other guy, you know, went on about his business. Later on, the officers caught up with the driver, who at this point had another person in the vehicle who had not committed a crime. The police officers gave chase to the two unarmed men inside the vehicle. The vehicle crashed. And from all accounts of the witnesses, the people inside the vehicle, the innocent man and also the suspected robber, were trying to give up to police. Witnesses say they had their hands up to say, hey, we give up. At which point the police, I guess, felt so threatened by two men with empty hands that they had to open fire and fired over 300 rounds. 300. 100 rounds into a single immobile vehicle that had crashed. And it's very troubling to me because not only did they, you know, kill these guys deader than a hammer, but they also endangered the lives of the people around them. This was in the middle of a neighborhood right in the yard of somebody's house. Somebody had their young children inside the house, could have been hit. The officers even went so gun crazy that they shot each other. Two officers were injured in this mass barrage of bullets. And it's completely ridiculous, complete overkill, Judge Dredd style, over Judge Dredd style. This is like nearly cartoonish the way these officers acted. And hopefully some people in the Miami County, whether it's Sheriff's Department, the police, whoever, anybody who participated in this incident needs to be held accountable because this is just complete overkill. And something that is overkill around the city of Austin, we have this news out of Bastrop. No indictment in stun gun incident at school. Now, if you guys may recall, we had the attorney of the young man featured in the video here on the Alex Jones Show a couple months ago. This was a situation where a young man at a school tried to break up a fight between two young girls. There's video of this online. You can see it for yourself. And after the fight was broken up, officers felt so threatened once again by this young unarmed man who was not physically being violent to them that they had to tase him and drop him to the ground. Now, the thing about it was, it wasn't so much the tasing, it was when he hit the ground and he busted his head open. And now the young man is suffering brain damage. His attorney says that he's still working it out day to day, just trying to get his basic motor functions back going. He was in a coma for 52 days, but now he's out the coma. He's trying to rehabilitate. But the thing about it is, the officer will not face any charges. And the issue about it is that they say it's compliant with a policy. And that just tells me that you need to change your policy. If you can tase somebody, drop them to the ground, have their head bust open, put them in a coma for 52 days and say, well, he was complying with policy. You need to change your policy. That's one of the biggest deals. I mean, it's so much of a issue for noncompliance now where you can tell somebody, I don't know exactly what was said to the young man, but the officer had no right to tase somebody who was not being physically aggressive to him. And if you're just so inept at performing your duty that you immediately have to pull out a taser, then you don't need to be a police officer. You don't need to be a security guard. You don't need a taser. You don't need pepper spray. If this is how you're going to act, you don't need any type of armament at all because you do these type of activities. Well, that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News. And talking about activities, we'll talk about some of the activities going on in the state of Virginia. We're right outside of Bowling Green. They have this huge military facility where they're trained to take on who? You, the American people. And you say, what makes you say that? Because if you look at a military training facility, normally they have it in a desert or some type of facade to make it look like Iraq or Afghanistan. In this one, they have street signs that are in English. They have a Christian church. They have, from what I understand, an operating subway system, or at least a small subway system. So what to me makes it seem like they're training against the American people. And we'll talk to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and also David Knight about that right after this break. But first, if you like this broadcast and you'd like to see it continue, stop by the InfoWars shop and pick up some of the InfoWars Life products. We have a lot of great things, the Survival Shield, the Super Male Vitality, all type of great things, the Silver Bullet. So get all that stuff at InfoWarsShop.com. So stay tuned right after this break for more special reports.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
While the Obama administration is busy pushing for immigration reform, the president is guilty of not enforcing the laws that are already on the books. In 2013, 68,000 illegal immigrants convicted of crimes were released back into the U.S. general population, even though they could have been deported. But by criminal, Customs Enforcement wants you to believe that they were just convicted of a misdemeanor or a felony that wasn't a traffic violation. But in actuality, ICE released 36,000 criminal immigrants whose crimes included 193 homicide convictions, 426 sexual assault convictions, kidnapping convictions, and 1,075 aggravated assault convictions. Texas Rep. Lamar Smith calls this a president-sanctioned prison break. And Immigrations and Customs Enforcement isn't the only government agency guilty of aiding illegal immigrants. The Department of Justice has concealed the true reach of Mexican drug cartels in the United States. Amid discussions of immigration reform, the DOJ simply omits vital information that links transnational drug cartels to crimes committed in Minnesota, Chicago, Washington, and other places. And this is, of course, not related to the DEA being busted of smuggling billions of dollars worth of drugs for the Sinaloa drug cartel in exchange for information. And recently, a U.S. federal judge accused the DHS of being complicit in human trafficking of illegal aliens that helps to fund these drug cartels. Now, the DHS says its goal is clear: keep America safe. And in fact, the reason given for creating the Department of Homeland Security in the first place was to protect the homeland from terrorists. But it appears that some terrorists get a pass, thanks to the hands-off list. I'm not talking about the no-fly list that has foiled terrorists like this 8-year-old or this toddler or this 4-year-old from boarding a flight. No, I'm talking about the hands-off list, a list that permits individuals with extremist ties to enter the country on a red carpet. The disturbing details of the list were made public by Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who obtained DHS emails. A 2012 email exchange between U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and U.S. Customs and Border Protection discuss whether to admit an individual believed to be a member of the Muslim Brotherhood and a close associate and supporter of Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The officials were worried, and not because they were allowing a potential terrorist to board a flight making its way to America, but they were worried because this particular individual had already sued Border Patrol twice in the past for violating the hands-off policy. Gotta love that American justice system. And the records of hundreds of terror suspects were also purged as a result of a deliberate DHS policy at the behest of former Secretary Janet Napolitano. As we reported in January, it emerged that Muslim Brotherhood members with ties to terrorism traveling through Minneapolis Airport, New York's JFK, and Dulles Airport in April 2012 were handed port courtesies, with the State Department telling the DHS to ensure the men not be pulled into secondary upon arrival at the point of entry. But they're not just removing toddlers from flights so jihadists can have their seats. No, while the DHS was compiling a hands-off list of suspected terrorists who were to be given VIP treatment to enter the U.S., the federal agency was busy characterizing conservatives, libertarians, and basically any American who cherishes liberty as dangerous radicals. So who's the real security threat to the country? Americans who dare be suspicious of a government that's been busted aiding and abetting criminals and terrorists, or those very government agencies who are now so bloated and corrupt, they represent the very threat they were created to eliminate.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosates that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
And welcome back. Outside of Bowling Green, Virginia, there's a military training base, Fort A.P. Hill, where they're training for domestic warfare. Now, unlike many training bases that you see in the military where they train to fight in a place such as Iraq or Afghanistan, this one has many urban amenities such as a subway train, also a Christian church, signs that are in English, things that are very domestic, things that very much have the American people worried that they're not training for a foreign enemy, but a domestic one. Our reporters David Knight and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs are on the ground. They were at the base earlier today, and they're going to tell us what they found. So you guys have been out there in Virginia for a couple of days now. You've been scouting out the base. So tell us what you found out there, and, you know, did you find anything that you weren't expecting to see?
Yeah, we got out there and recon the area yesterday, and the security was kind of hard to tell. By the time we got there, it was closed. So when we got there today, it was kind of unknown what we would come into. We got into the gate, and It wasn't so hard to get in. Once we got into there, I drove into the asymmetric warfare center, and an MP lady, a police officer, stepped out, and I gave her my retiree card and some emails that we had had that Dew had sent, trying to talk to them, asking if we could come in and speak to them about what, you know, their operation. And the lady just kind of, I don't know. I mean, I was like, you know, this is my right to be here. And I went back and talked to her. I left the car and they let me go in. I mean, they opened the gate and she was just like, you know, drive around, do whatever. So we got in there. And let me tell you, I mean, it's an extravagant area. I mean, you can tell that money was spent well.
When I first heard about this training center, I thought it was going to be, you know, like the old movie sets. You know, they have the facade of a building and some 2x4s propping it up, but it looked very, very elaborate.
Yeah, I felt like I was on I felt like I was in Vanilla Sky. Like everyone was just gone. It was a real city, and I was just there by myself. It was very eerie.
And it was very realistic. You know, like you said, you had the street lights out there. You had a church and a mosque, a soccer field, just a whole lot of modern-day things that you would see in the United States of America. Now, Joe, I know you guys, you've talked about this before, how you've done training in the military, and sometimes you encountered scenarios like this, but have you ever counted anything that was so realistic of a American city, such as, you know, the signs in English and also the subways?
Negative. I mean, one of the main places that you go to in the Army is Fort Irwin in California, and that is set up to look like Iraq, Afghanistan. You know, El Paso, they do training there at Fort Bliss because of the mountains. It looks a lot like Afghanistan. Any training I've ever done for combat has been you train where you fight. That's the Army saying you train how you're going to fight. That's the scary part, is because what I just saw where they're training looks a lot like they, where they want to be fighting, and that's here in America. That's what gave me goosebumps is when I saw that, because all the places I've been to before, they're mud huts, they're mosque, you know, it's desert. You know, everything's in Arabic, you know, it'd be like, you know, Watarega, which means get back. You know, this was, these were stop signs, you know, pedestrian crossing, you know, red light, green lights, firehouse. I mean, yeah, First Street, Main Street. I mean, an underground subway with the DC Metro signs. And
yeah, tell us what happened when you guys went into the subway, because we were watching you on the Alex Jones radio show today, and you guys went into the subway and we lost the connection. So what did you guys find down there?
So we got down there, and I ran forward a little bit just to make sure that that's where we were going to. I was kind of, I didn't want to just creep up on a whole bunch of people down there having some kind of secret meeting. So I kind of snuck forward a little bit and checked it out. It had this real bad, like, thick fuel smell. When we got in there, there was a an underground subway that was kind of like burrowed out, and they had the train stop there. It was a real train that they have somehow gotten put in there. We got in there, walked around, took some pictures, looked at the signs. I mean, it showed the Capitol building. It showed everything on there. I mean, it was a very, you know, very in-detailed D.C. map.
Now, before we go to David Knight, I know he's there as well. Joe, give me your final thoughts and just tell me, what do you think they're up to with this training center?
Well, one of the big things that, you know, I was talking to David about when we were leaving that kind of scares me. There's signs on the outside that say, warning, no unauthorized personnel allowed, you know, and the lady at the front gate just let me right in, and I went in. You know, that's what's scary, is the men and women who work on these bases, they don't have any kind of protection. I mean, that's why a lot of these things are happening on these bases. They let us just go right in. You know, someone's going to get, you know, their behind chewed on this. I mean, it's, they should have people up watching and guarding. There was cameras up. There were just people hanging out watching.
Right.
You know, from the side. That's amazing. You know, but we go to an event and we talk at a rally or something like that, and they got cops swarming us and knocking cameras out of our hands and shaking us and saying we can't be there. We can't be on the streets where we live. We can't be on the streets where we hang out with our friends and family. But if you want to, you know, slide into a, you know, a secret military base, by all means, just come on in.
Exactly, exactly. Now, thank you, Joe. We'll have a word from David Knight here in 1 second. So, David, as you guys are getting ready, you were on the way out there and you're looking around, you see the base, you see all the things going on, and as when you got there, you noticed that it wasn't a whole lot of people around when you guys came into the actual training facility. Were you surprised that you weren't encountering anybody as far as the presence out there once you got to the training facility?
Yeah, I was very surprised. You know, the one thing they didn't have there, like Joe was talking about, was surveillance cameras inside the American. That was the one thing that was missing from it being authentically American, and that was surveillance cameras everywhere. You know, we've seen Carlos Miller with Photography's Not a Crime get hassled and arrested, beaten and dragged down an escalator because he had the audacity to shoot video from the platform of some public transportation in Miami. We've gotten used to living in that kind of thing. People need to understand that what they're training for here is warfare. Mm-hmm. It's the asymmetric warfare group. And they always train for warfare in the scenario where they expect it to take place.
Exactly.
So when you look at these guys, and I've spent a lot of time looking at some of the videos that they've got up, some of them about 8 years ago, 2006, in the midst of the Iraq stuff. And these guys are talking about what's going on with insurgents in Iraq at the time. And the way that they're profiling these people, they're saying, It's not about the Muslims. It's about the people who are aware, the people who have above average IQ, who are awake, who understand that their dignity is being taken from them. They perceive rightfully or wrongfully that they're being dominated, that their freedoms are being lost, that they don't have any control over their self-determination. Jakari, that's the reason why they're looking at the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at what the asymmetric group, warfare group is talking about, it's not about the religion. The religion is an important framework, and it's an important underpinning. And that's why they look at Muslims as well as Christians, and we see a mosque as well
as a church.
Yeah. I was surprised to see that there actually was a mosque, because they kept saying there was a mosque, but they never showed any pictures of the mosque. They only showed pictures of the church.
Right.
I don't know if they didn't want to offend the Muslims or what the deal was, but, you know, the fact that they put a church there, as Joe said, he's never seen a Christian church, a small town Christian church, anywhere in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Now, David, I know you've been researching a lot of these urban warfare drills. I believe you did a special report a year or two ago documenting a lot of the helicopters and the military vehicles on the streets and so forth. So when you get to this base, does this all come full circle to you? Does it make sense that they have these helicopter drills and these military vehicle drills and all these other things going on around the states?
Absolutely, Jakar. You know what's happening here in America, and we've talked about this many times for a long time at InfoWars. We're seeing a paramilitary conglomeration under Homeland Security. We're seeing the military acting as police, acting with the police. We're seeing the police being militarized. We're seeing them get the kind of equipment that they only need for a prolonged counterinsurgency. We're seeing them get these vehicles that can withstand roadside bombs. We see them now training in American cities. They're gradually bringing this online. And that's what's very concerning about this. You know, when we looked at these urban warfare drills that were happening in Chicago and Miami and Galveston and Chicago, they were always saying, you know, the police and the military are going to be doing these drills. And don't worry, everything is just fine. Well, it's not just fine. It's not fine if the military is being used for police work. We have Posse Comitatus.
Mm-hmm.
We should be concerned, because we've always known, the founders have told us, Madison told us, that the instruments of defense abroad always become the instruments of tyranny at home. The means of defense abroad. So, you know, that's what's going to happen. We now have a permanent standing army, and they're doing the sorts of things that permanent standing armies always do, and that is they eventually are used to subject the population. And one of the things that this Marine colonel was talking about last night, he said, you know, it's the loss of economic freedom, it's the loss of their dignity, it's the loss of their self-determination that motivates people. Then they put it into a religious context, and that's why they're looking at these different religions. That's why two of the most prominent buildings in the area were the church and the mosque. One of the other things he said was the true believers are the ones who are really dangerous, whether they're Muslims, Christians, or Marines.
Because they go against the official story. If you have your own morals and your own ability to quantify these things, then you go against the official narrative. Now, David, our time is short. So can you give us your final thoughts and also what you guys plan to do with the rest of the time you have out there?
Well, we're going to try to talk to somebody there at the base tomorrow. We were surprised that they let us in to drive around. And I mean, we were there for a couple of hours at least, and nobody said anything to us. That was really surreal as well. But it was like going, as Joe was just saying, it was like, you know, Vanilla Sky or some, apocalyptic, movie, you know, where you expect the zombies to come out of the rooms pretty soon because it's like everything's dead. But, we're going to go back and try to talk to somebody there. And when I ask them exactly what there is they're training for. I mean, we took pictures today, so we're going to try to go back and talk to someone tomorrow.
All right. David Knight, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, thank you for your time. You guys be safe out there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. If you'd like to find out more of what David and Joe are doing out there in Virginia, you can stop by PrisonPlanet.tv, get yourself a 15-day free trial. Like I said, you can keep up with their adventures. You can also get the Alex Jones Day Show, the rants, the special reports, all right there on PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box. that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Blockit Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own Detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high-quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.